This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of mourners line the streets of Baghdad for this morning's funeral procession for Iran's top military leader, Qassem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone airstrike at Baghdad's airport. Many of the mourners carried flags of Iran-backed militias. President Donald Trump says he ordered the action because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force, seen as the architect of attacks against Americans.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is closed, and President Trump is warning Iran it must end efforts to destabilize the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says it is sending more than 3,000 additional U.S. troops to the region. Here in Washington and across the globe, there are serious concerns over what Tehran's threats of harsh retaliation could mean. And worries over a U.S. war with Iran remain a constant. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani with a report.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qassem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
More news at VOAnews.com online. There is also a mobile web for your listening convenience, mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Bushfires still burn out of control on Australia's east coast, helped along by soaring temperatures and strong winds. Authorities have said conditions could turn out to be worse than New Year's Eve, when flames scorched massive areas of bushland and forced thousands of residents and vacationers to seek rescue on beaches. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says at least two more people have died, raising the nationwide total to 23.
23 confirmed deaths to date, and we are facing another extremely difficult next 24 hours. This is taking a very heavy toll, with more than 1,500 homes already lost.
In Mallacoota, Victoria, the skies turned red, then dark due to the fires. It faced similar conditions on New Year's Eve. More than 5 million hectares of land have been laid bare in this historic fire season in Australia. French police are investigating a knifing rampage in a suburban park outside Paris. It ended with one victim being killed, two others wounded. The assailant was fatally shot by police. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy has a report.
The attack happened in the town of Villejuif in the southern suburbs of the French capital. Officers cordoned off the area, with ambulances and police vehicles lining nearby streets. Junior Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the emergency services response.
At this time, I would like to salute the quick response of Paris police personnel, especially the personnel of the anti-crime brigade of this area, who intervened very quickly.
The prosecutor handling the case said witnesses were being interviewed, but declined to disclose details about the attacker. The two injured victims are being treated in nearby hospitals.
That was correspondent Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Here in the U.S., an indicted associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, will be giving more records to the House Intelligence Committee. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A U.S. District Court judge in New York has granted a request from Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas to turn over to the House Intelligence Committee documents and data that were seized by federal investigators when he was arrested in October. His attorney says he wants to provide more information, including batches of documents seized from his home and the contents of one of his iPhones. Parnas and another man, Igor Fruman, have played key roles in efforts by Giuliani to get Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation against Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Parnas and Fruman have pleaded not guilty after being indicted on federal campaign finance violations related to a donation to a group supporting President Trump's re-election. Jennifer King, Washington.
The worst flooding in 6 years in Indonesia's capital of Jakarta has killed more than 40 people this week and focused attention on the urgent need to improve flood controls before the planned relocation of the capital. Gene Randall, VOA News.